MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 12, 2025. Peabody Schools develop an anti-bullying plan. Rockport School Committee gets an update on substance abuse prevention. Sunny to partly cloudy, windy. Low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:04 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, officials shared a first look into plans to address bullying in Peabody schools this week, following the suicide of 14-year-old Jason Bernard, who died May 17 after being bullied at Higgins Middle School. Superintendent Josh Vidala presented the district's current bullying policies and anti-bullying initiatives, data on bullying in Peabody schools, and next steps to improve the district's bullying response and prevention at Tuesday night's school committee meeting. Vidala shared a rough outline of work the district will do to improve conditions for students in the coming weeks and months. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, the Rockport School Committee, along with the town's public health department, is aiming to eliminate the effects of possible substance abuse in Rockport schools. During the committee's meeting on June 4, members heard from Dr. Ray Cahill, director of the Rockport Public Health Department, who updated those gathered about the RIZE Mosaic Opioid Recovery Partnership Grant. The grant aims to support children and families affected by the opioid crisis. This past March, Rockport, Gloucester, and Ipswich were awarded a matching grant. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On itemlive.com, Sophia Harris reports the MBTA, City of Lynn, and Department of Conservation and Recreation, the DCR, hosted an open house focused on the Lynnway Multimodal Corridor Project to inform the public about future projects on Wednesday evening. During the event, the community heard about the city's vision for the Lynnway roadway, and attendees had an opportunity to ask questions, add input, and talk with the project team. The three groups' collective vision for the redesign of the Lynnway includes safety improvements for pedestrians, cyclists, transit riders, and drivers, infrastructure for faster, more reliable, and more comfortable bus conditions on the Blue Line, Lynn Ferry Terminal, Lynn Commuter Rail Station, and downtown Lynn, and safer and more convenient access to parks, businesses, and the waterfront. And in the Newburyport Daily News, Matt Petrie writes, the average single-family home owner in Amesbury will see their taxes rise $345.55 after the City Council on Tuesday approved an $83.8 million operating budget for the next fiscal year. The 8-1 vote came after much deliberation, but resulted in zero changes from Mayor Cassandra Grove's proposed budget. City Councilor Nick Wheeler voted against it. The median home value in Amesbury is $676,423. The new budget represents a 5.2% increase over fiscal 2025's budget. Red Sox beat the Rays 4-3 last night. They're off today. The Yankees come to town to Fenway Friday for a weekend series. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.